Good morning. We continue with our study of Ravolbi's Olam Hayedidus, the world of friendship. Ravolbi has started to very, very carefully tread on the discussions concerning what is family life about, what makes a family. And he says that, generally speaking, we know based on a Gemara in Kiddushin that somebody is born from a Jewish mother is called a Jew. And his legitimacy is stated by the fact that he is born, or she is born, from a Jewish mother. That is the way it is. That's the way the Gemara sets it up. The Gemara brings that down from the Pasuk, Ki Yisischa Bas Bencho Bas Bitcha, right? The Gemara says, a Ben who comes from a Yisraelis is called your son, and a son that does not come from a Yisraelis, who comes from a non-Jewish, is not called your son. And so therefore, based on the Halacha, the definition of a Jew and Judaism is not based on the uniform and not based on allegiances and alliances. It's based on the concept of Kedushas Yisrael. It's based on the concept that comes from a Jewish mother. Now, what is a Jewish home? A Jewish home is also one that's based on Das Moshe Yisrael. It's based on the understanding that there's a Kedushin and there's a Chuppah. And in that situation, it's not just a wedding is not just an administrative process or a Jewish ceremony. The Torah says that through the Jewish wedding, through the Erusin and the Nisuim, man and wife join together to create a Jewish home. And we're told, lo sinaf, from that first moment. And we're told that there's danger from that first moment. And we understand that that type of wedding creates a bond, says Ravolbi, that in order to end the bond, we have to write a get. And that get rips apart something that was created. It rips out stitching that was there, a sefer krisus, we can refer to a get. That's a pretty serious understanding. Judaism and a Jewish home and marriage, says Ravolbi, speaking in this in the late 60s and the early 70s, but he might have as well been speaking today. He says, weddings are not called subjective. People who just decide that they have a social connection, they may feel very strong emotional feelings, but they have no ties that bond them together. A Jewish situation involves having HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved. What does the Gemara say? Just adding on to his words, Ish v'isha zachu shechina b'neihem. When the man and a wife come together, then the Shechina is there as well. That makes a Jewish home. It's the three partners who build that home. The man and the woman, but also the understanding that they're putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in there, that there's a Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim in that process. If it doesn't work that way, then the fire is going to consume them. And that becomes a major difficulty. So how does the Torah look at the nature of the relationship, be it the physical relationship that is called Bia, or and be it just the general relationship of Jewish life, the understanding of a healthy relationship, says Ravolbi, is based on the fact that we are taking something that is a desire and we turn it into a mitzvah, into a tremendous mitzvah. Doing that doesn't mean that we have to subjugate the natural desire and the physical peace that comes together, no more so than we have to subjugate our will when we get excited about doing a mitzvah, of having an opportunity to do a mitzvah for the first time. No, the Torah enjoys the opportunity to take the emotion and introduce it to the realm of the mitzvah. And so certainly that would be true in the physical relationship as well. However, there's a kedusha, there's an order to the process. If everybody is just involved sharing this in different ways, that's not a way to go ahead and create any sense of Kedusha within Judaism. And so therefore, when we start talking about the Jewish families and the Jewish rules, we come to a certain understanding, right? If you're born to a Jewish mother, you're a Jew, which means that if you're not born to a Jewish mother, unless one undergoes the process of Gerus, the person is not Jewish. Now, the Maharal refers to Gerus. He says, what is Gerus? Gerus means I'm choosing to attach myself not to any other nation, but I am choosing to attach myself to the Jewish people. I am adding a Kedusha to myself. I am accepting a Kedusha on myself. Says the Maharal, under that circumstance, I'm raising a Kedusha into my life. I cannot drop the Kedusha. I can just choose not to realize it, and that would be a waste. Because when a person does and achieves the process of Geirus, the person is saying that I'm going to undergo the processes of Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah, Mitzvos. I'm creating a Kedushas Yisrael. It's not a formal process. I'm adding something into my life. If you add it into your life, then you are creating that which comes to being part of the club when you're born with it. Similarly, when we get involved in an ancestral relationship, God forbid, or a foreign relationship, so the Torah is telling us, when you do that, you're not going ahead and creating a Kedusha. You're not creating life. You're destroying it within the process. And we understand that the Torah wants us to find a healthy outlet there within to be able to achieve something great within our lives. In other words, says Rav Volbi, when we look at the rules of what makes Jewish families, what makes Jewish homes, and what makes Jewish marriages, we're adding a Kedusha within the process. It was never easy for the Jewish people to appreciate the Parsha of Arayos. In fact, we found them immediately after Mamad HaSinai, Bochen, Hema Bochen, L'mishpachosab. They were crying, and the Gemara in Shabbos tells us they were crying, Al Iske Mishpachosab. They were engaging one another in their family lives, but they were doing so by fighting. But if we accepted, and we understood, and we achieved, B'matov U'manoim. Sometimes it happens that we see some sort of great danger that comes in from our marriages. We turn around and we see our relationships and we're fast in and fast out. And we're not understanding that there's something deeper here. Yes, it's not that you feel a certain way and it's hard to relate under certain circumstances. But when you realize that you have a greater purpose than just what you feel, and you realize that you have a greater purpose than just what you want, you work hard to try to achieve something special in life. And if we're able to work hard and achieve it, then the greatness of marriage is greater than anything else in the world. But if there's no Kedusha, and there's no training towards Kedusha, then Esho Chlasan, it causes a damage and it causes a loss. How interesting in a generation where we can have everything come to us, how the hardest things that happen to us are the ability to come and achieve a relationship. I believe sometimes that happens because we also fail to work. We fail to realize that there's a higher lofty goal. And if we were to achieve that, our marriages would continue to be the greatest gifts in the world, not something that, God forbid, would fall by the wayside. If we introduce and remember to inject Kedusha in our lives, to look to our spouses and say, you know what, we're working together, you are my partner to achieve Kedusha. If we looked at our potential dating situations, not just as questions of, am I getting the best deal and the best trophy to put on the shelf, but am I creating a Kedusha for myself, for my future generations, with this other person? Great things can be achieved. Halavai, that we can look down at ourselves and our spouses and say how much we appreciate one another. If we can do that, not only will today be a great day, every day of our lives will be filled with Kedusha, and will bring us to great things to come. Have a great day.